By the time that Anne came on the scene, Henry was convinced that his marriage to Catherine had been divinely cursed. The king was an assiduous reader of scripture, and there must have been a sharp intake of breath every time he read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 21, in which God himself tells Moses, "If a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. They shall be childless." Driven by his fear of dynastic extinction and his passion for Anne, who as usual refused to become his mistress, Henry seized on divorce as the answer to all of his problems. Henry wanted a papal annulment of the marriage on grounds of incest, but the Pope couldn't oblige, for in May 1527, the armies of the Emperor Charles V sacked Rome and made Pope Clement a virtual prisoner. And Charles, who was Queen Catherine's nephew, wouldn't allow an annulment while he was in control. Wolsey was the first to be dragged under by this crisis. Henry had no use for a Mr. Fix-It who couldn't fix it, and Wolsey was quickly got rid of, ostensibly for fraud and corruption. Within a year, he was dead, charges of high treason still hanging over his head. It was Anne herself who, at some point in 1530, steered the whole problem in a radically new direction. She put literally into Henry's hands a little book that to her seemed not only fundamentally true, but also, given present circumstances, extremely useful. It was by that arch-propagandist William Tyndale, and it was called On the Obedience of a Christian Man and How Christian Rulers Ought to Govern.